Hi guys, welcome into Marketabilities Podcast. We've multiplied. Hey, you've done a great job being a solo talent.
Oh, I was like, what? What do you mean we multiplied?
There's two. One, two.
Yeah. It's really good to have Angie back because I think sometimes I start a sentence and then I don't know where I'm going with that sentence.
I think you're doing great, man.
I tune in weekly. I didn't know where I was going, so I'm glad you picked that up.
Yeah. I mean, I had to tell you where you were going, but no, it is tough. I mean, we produce a lot of content, you know?
It's nonstop.
It is nonstop. Yeah. And we're always we want to produce our content lastly. So sometimes it's like, hey, you're on your own. Just handle it.
Yeah, which I think is okay. I think that's where you grow the most.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, if, you know, you kind of get thrown into the abyss sometimes.
Yes.
You know what that's really good for?
Is this a joke?
Self-management.
Oh, look at how you did that.
Yeah.
That was a segue.
I was figuring you were picking up on it.
That was very good. Yeah. Okay, so we did want to talk about that today is managing oneself. I want you to think about that for a moment because many of us, you know, in this new way of doing business, maybe you have a hybrid work situation where some of the time you're at home in your office, some of the time you're in a public place with other people, but managing yourself, and then we can talk about managing people.
Correct.
Or being managed, you know, yourself. So it's hard. It's difficult because I'm probably harder on myself than just someone would be on me. Does that make sense?
I think most people are.
You do think most people are?
I think most people are.
I agree. I can't say I would disagree with that.
I think most people, like, especially when it comes to starting your own business, mm-hmm. being a freelancer of mm-hmm. sorts, mm-hmm. or working in this type of industry is like, it's like you kind of know what you could do, but you don't always like are able, you're not always able to do those things.
Right.
And you get really down on yourself and then you're like, this isn't good enough. But mm-hmm. then you send it off and the client's like, this was amazing. This is exactly what I was looking for. And you're like, wait, hold on. Am I good at this?
Yeah. The thing that I would recommend, having done this now for more than a decade, and it took me a long time to realize this, if you are running a business, you cannot be the business, okay? So you have to remember that. You are not the business, which means you still have to have a starting and stopping point.
Correct.
Because when we're all starting out, man, we'll just burn both ends, right? We're like, we're doing this, whatever. And that's not a bad thing, but you're not being the best version of yourself. So when you truly start to manage yourself, you're managing your time, which is both, it should be, consists of both personal and professional time, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's got to be an 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. You know, some people choose to work 5 to midnight. You know, whatever time's good for you.
Correct.
But find the balance.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a big difference between being rich and being wealthy.
Oh yeah.
Because being rich is just like, cool, you got a lot of money, but you don't necessarily enjoy your life.
Mm-mm.
And maybe your spouse doesn't even like you because you're gone all the time and working all the time.
Right.
While being wealthy is like you actually have a good balance of the financial,
sure,
of your family, of your spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true wealth.
Yeah. And like that's like what like true management looks like is mm-hmm. you're actually sitting there and balancing all of them mm-hmm. because, and you're not erring to one side of like the societal norm of like, I need all this money to be happy.
Right.
It's like, no, you need multiple things to be happy.
Sure you do.
Yeah. And probably not as much money as you think.
No, definitely not. And we've talked about that before. You know, I was encouraged by a gentleman I spoke with a couple weeks back. So he's in this new class that people are calling the New Age Millionaires, which are the service industries, HVAC, plumbing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because nobody seems to be going into that anymore, these trades.
Even construction, too.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we called a guy to do a small project, and he said, I'm going to be upfront with you. It will be June.
Wow.
He's miserable. I can see it in the guy's eyes, you know. So here's what I told the gentleman. He's a plumber. And I said, I respect you and what you're doing and how hard you're working. And his wife was right there with him and she was talking about how hard he's working. And I said, I want to encourage you to do something. So find that individual that you can bring up alongside, or if you find somebody who's really good at what you also do, find a way to bring them in.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you are going to hate life very soon. You can't get busy enough and make the kind of living that you need for your family if you're one person, right? And you need to bring in other people to do other services. Why not diversify? That's when you find true maybe balance and not having to work yourself to death.
Well, and then, and there's there are things that you should be doing.
Yeah.
There are things that you shouldn't be doing. There, because there are things that are that actually add energy to your life and things that take away energy.
Right.
And if you can delegate all the things that take away energy to your life to someone who does enjoy it and yet you can pay them well for it,
correct,
then your business will grow because you have people doing things that they enjoy.
Yeah. And you don't have to do those things you didn't want to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is sad though, because it's finding that balance. I mean, when I started out a long time ago, I loved to shoot. I love to go out and tell people stories, you know, through the lens and those kinds of things. And as I guess, evolved or grew in business, there was no time for that anymore for me.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you got pulled out of the practical.
I did.
The, not the word I'm looking for, but you know
the
what I mean.
The practice, the business of what we do, the actual service I was pulled out of because I needed to find people who wanted those services.
Right.
To keep that going.
Yeah. And that's a whole like growth expansion move that I think a lot of people need to make, but it's tough to make because you actually enjoy the actual practice of doing the thing.
So much so. Yeah.
And so how do you balance both? Like, how can you make both happen?
Right. Well, you can still select those projects, and I encourage you to do that. Don't get away from what you love. And if you are a plumber or whatever, and there were certain jobs you enjoyed doing, take that day and go, guess what, guys? I'm on site today.
Yeah.
You know, they'll respect you for it, number one, because you're in the trenches with them. And number two, it keeps you in practice because you always need to know how to do what you're asking somebody else to do.
For sure. I at least have an understanding of it. You know what I mean? Because I think there are a lot of times that business owners will just be like, go do this. And they're like, I want it done in 2 hours. And it's like, you don't even know what you just asked that person to do in 2 hours.
Exactly.
Like, it's not even possible.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So I guess alongside of that, you know, that discussion about managing people, is it's really understanding strengths and then offering encouragement. And I don't know that the management part really comes into play other than scheduling.
Yeah.
You know, does this work for you? How's your life? What's your schedule? Managing people in that regard. But in our business in particular, how much managing do we do? I don't know.
I think the question has to be asked, how much management does that person need?
Right.
And how much do they want to be managed?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think there's a lot of times where people are, you know, they're working in a job, and if you just backed off, they would do better than you could ever do in your entire
100%.
life. 100%. Or there you have other people where you kind of need to micromanage them until they get the gist of what's going on.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, you can start letting go and then expanding. But also, there are some people who just love to be managed. They want
to
be told.
They need to be managed.
They want to be told exactly what to do.
And
they're okay with that. Like, they're okay with you telling them exactly what you want and the vision and everything.
Yeah.
But then they crumble if you tell them, hey, just figure it out.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And I've come to realize that, because so many times I see somebody with immense talent and I know that they're that personality where it's like, okay, well, tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. And I'm like, why don't you consider this, this, or this? And you give them so much, you know, leeway to do some things differently and really shine, and they're just not going to step up. I don't know, for whatever reason, you know? And that's, I guess it's a little frustrating for someone who doesn't feel like she needs to be managed as much.
Right.
But like you said, there's some people who just really appreciate that, you know, being told what's expected of them and how to do it. And
yeah.
So I don't know, man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's people like you who don't want to be managed at all.
I think you guys manage me every day.
I mean, we try.
Yeah. Yeah. There's to bug me.
No. There's exactly.
No. So really, tell me, do tell.
Well, no, I think there are people like, specifically like you, and this is not anything negative, is like, you are like a trailblazer. Like, you see the bigger picture than most people see.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to go for it. And it's actually better sometimes that we don't put any limiters on you, because there have been so many times that I'm like, this isn't going to happen. And then all of a sudden it happens. And it only happened because you literally just have like this focused mindset of like, this is going to happen. And no matter what roadblock comes in the way, it's just going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
And so,
but I only do that because of the team. I only do it because I know I have, you know, you're on my team. We got Rob on our team. We got Sam on our team over here. We got a lot of great team members and I know what we're capable of doing. Yeah,
but see, like, I'm not like inherently like that all the time. I am sometimes.
Yeah.
But you are like that all the time, which is good.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people who lose faith so quickly in what they're doing or the vision or the plan that they would give up long before like the first obstacle that came in the way.
Yeah.
But you see an obstacle and you're like, yeah,
we're moving.
We're still going to do it.
I know it is.
Which
good is, though,
which is literally how products today, like the iPhone were invented or, you know, anything extraordinary. That's the only reason it got invented was because someone was like, no, it's possible. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. And we're going to, you know what? That's another topic that I want to dive into. Some things that I found out this week and I want to share with you. So we'll do that in the next show.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching, listening. We need them to do more of that though and more people to do that.
Right. So share.
Share. That's it. Okay. Like it, share, subscribe.
Yeah.
Find us, buy us a billboard. I don't know. Maybe.
Did you say buy us a billboard?
Why not?
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, we'll see you next time.